We know that many theatres in the country went dark at the start of the first coronavirus lockdown. When restrictions were lifted, many theatres started to put on socially distant performances. Sadly, due to the recent tiered lockdowns, many of those theatres that did open their doors have now had to close their doors again and postpone their audio-described performances. The National Theatre in London, during the first lockdown, launched via YouTube, NT at Home, with a few productions that also had audio description. The figures for the take-up of the audio-described YouTube streams hit the heights for audio description and access-streamed performances. Well, the National Theatre has just launched NT at Home again, but this time on their own streaming platform, with a number of audio-described performances too. Going forward, any show that is added to the new NT at Home streaming site will also have audio-described versions. I'm joined by Lisa Jonas from the National Theatre to explain a bit more about the launch of NT at Home with audio description. Hello, Lisa, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you so much for inviting me along.
Firstly, Lisa, why did the National Theatre want to ensure that there was audio described versions of shows that are now on the new NT at Home streaming site?
Well, at the National, we make world-class theatre that is entertaining, challenging and inspiring, and we make it for everyone. We aim to reach the widest possible audience, to be open, inclusive, diverse and as national as possible. And that audience includes those who are blind or visually impaired. It is really very important to the NT that with NT at Home, we reach the same audiences that we welcome into our theatres on the South Bank. We always aim to offer at least one audio-described performance of every production at the South Bank, and we wanted to do the same with our stream productions as well.
When the National Theatre added audio description to a number of the productions that featured on the YouTube streaming site during the summer, what was the take-up like, and were you surprised by the number of downloads of the streams of the audio-described versions?
Yes. Well, we decided to offer audio description in the summer on NT at Home on one production as an experiment. We really had no idea, firstly, technically, how to even record and edit it. And then obviously, we had no idea whether there would be an audience for it. We didn't really have time to investigate either. So we just went ahead to see how it would go. We were the first theatre to offer audio description on a streamed performance via YouTube, so we had no one to ask for advice or even to benchmark ourselves against. But I do remember sitting at home watching YouTube or the YouTube page as 12th Night with audio description premiered and not quite believing my eyes. I could see the number of people viewing the audio described version of the production. We're going up and up and up. And it got to the point where over 3,000 people were watching the premiere of the audio described version at the same time. To put that into perspective, that's three times more people than we could have sitting in our Olivier auditorium. So, you know, that obviously meant that really clearly there was an audience and we should continue. So over the course of the summer, we streamed five titles in total with audio description, and those reached over 170,000 views, which is just so many more people than we could have hoped for.
The new NT at Home streaming site has a number of productions that have audio description. Could you give me a few highlights of some of the productions that have audio description?
Yes, so from Monday the 21st of December, we will have audio described versions of the following amazing productions. Phaedra with Helen Mirren, The Cherry Orchard with Zoe Wanamaker, Othello with Adrian Lester and Rory Kinnear, Coriolanus with Tom Hiddleston, that played at the Donmar Warehouse, Yerma with Billy Piper, that played at the Young Vic, and also for 1 month only, from the 21st of December, the amazing War Horse, based on the book by Michael Morpurgo, will be available with audio description.
Well, some great, fantastic productions there. And I believe going forward that every production that is added to the new NT at Home site will have audio description, which is fantastic news and a real game changer for visually impaired theatre lovers like myself. The National Theatre must feel really proud to actually make this happen in these particular strange times that we're in.
Oh, gosh, yes. Very, very proud indeed. I would say, you know, putting the audio-described versions of these productions together takes an amazing amount of work. You know, it's an amazing contribution by both our describers and our broadcast team to get them to happen. With NT at Home, we will be adding new titles to the streaming service through the year. It's really, really important to us that the access provision is part of the standard provision. And not seen as an add-on or an afterthought.
Will all the productions that are added to the site with audio description, will they have introductory notes that describe the set, costumes and props, etc.?
Yes, all the titles will have the introductory notes available on the page for each production. They'll all be available as MP3s so that the audience can listen to them in their own time, at their own pace. They can stop and start before they stream the play. They really are important, I think, for really giving our blind and visually impaired audiences a good sense of the production.
Lisa, if people would like to go straight to the NT at Home site and catch some of these great productions with audio description, where do they go to find out more? And would it be easy for them to find the audio described versions?
The NT at Home streaming site can be found at www.ntathome.com. So that's www.ntathome.com. And when you get there, you can either sign up to an annual or monthly subscription or rent one show at a time. Whichever option you choose, the audio described versions can clearly be identified by the AD logo on the thumbnail image, or if you're using a screen reader, the words audio described would be included in the title. I would emphasize that audio description, unlike captioning, is not something you can just turn on and off. These are completely separate streams, so don't select any option that doesn't have AD or audio described in them.
Thank you, Lisa Jonas from the National Theatre, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope that the RNIB Connect audience becomes the NT at Home audience as well.